he's reaching for the microphone because he thinks I was just going to give it to him like that and not say anything before I give it over to him. Luis Herrera is the chair of the CCB Technology Committee. He is also president of our East Los Angeles chapter. Oh, there's Vince. And Louis has, I call him now Mr. Alphabet Soup, because he has he's received his master's from Cal State University Northridge, and he is, yes, give him a hand. And so what he needed to do is he needed to get that piece of paper to kind of validate what he already knows as far as it goes with technology. And he's done that, and he's been very successful. So let me go ahead and give the microphone over to Luis Herrera. Give him a great big welcome.
Well, hello world. We are in San Diego. And for those of you that are waiting for the shuttle going to Tijuana, get your green cards ready, otherwise you ain't coming back. All right. Welcome, everybody. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to be your MC, and I look forward to embarrassing everybody equally. You know, you can't have a banquet with a smile. And for those of you that booed earlier, you didn't hurt my feelings yet. Okay? Keep on working on it, because you got a long ways to go. Just remember one thing. Payback can be very bad. I can make faces and point fingers. Oh, shoot. All right. No. Our illustrious ACB president wants me to use a universal sign, but that's not appropriate. So we're not going to use universal symbols. So, okay, I am going to introduce the head table where I'm sitting at, but I see that our head table is broken up into two sections. It's the us versus them mentality. No, we have a great bunch of people here. So I'm going to start from my right, which is my right, actually. No, I'm going to start from my right to my left. So we're going to start with next, on the far right, we have ACB President Mitch Pomerantz. Followed by his lovely wife, ASCCB President Donna Pomerantz. And then it's Pedro de Pacas, man. It's me. So it's me. And then the one that keeps me out of trouble, my wife, Marie Herrera. Then we have Gabe Griffith. And then we have a lady who I haven't heard her much, but until earlier I heard her talking, and I'm like, wow, she's still here. I didn't hear her. And I'm like, what happened to her? But she's here, there, and everywhere, but it's Miss Linda Perel. Yay! And then we have Robert Wendt. And his lovely wife, Aisha. And by the way, Aisha, I am not going to tell you how to use that GPS program. And then it's Charlene Ornelas at the end of the table. On my other table, on the far, far right, we have Kevin Berkery. All right. And Artis Basin. All right. Frank Tucker. All right. Shirley Tucker. And then we have Mr. John Mavis. And Ms. Linda Keeney. Hi, Linda. And that's it. And that's your head tables. See? We're in good company. So you guys better be on your best behavior because, you know, Linda used to be a rehab counselor and she'll withdraw your services. Uh-huh. Now I'm going to turn it back to Donna, and I promise I'll be back to annoy you some more.
Okay. Everyone, if you can bow your heads with me and pray. Father, I thank you for allowing us to come together tonight to fellowship and break bread and enjoy a meal together at our banquet. Lord, thank you for allowing us the time to come together and share convention. We work hard. We play hard. We are the CCB family, Father. Thank you for allowing us to have disagreements, yet still continue to have respect for each other. Lord, we thank you for allowing everyone to have safe travels home. And Father, we ask you to give us the strength to continue to do the work and make the decisions that we need to make within the coming year as a result of the work we started at convention earlier today. In your name we pray. Amen. And everyone, please enjoy your salads.
You guys turned me off. Hang on. Hello. You know, folks. You know, I had the pleasure of listening to Reverend Billy Graham deliver a sermon. And I'm glad to know that when he goes, we're going to put Donna in his place. That was terrible. But no, actually, Donna, that was good. And anyway, you're going to be served your salad. And so enjoy that. I'll let you enjoy your salad. And thank you, ma'am. And just so that you know, I plan to keep you informed. I plan to keep you sane. And I also plan to keep you from, well, let me rephrase that. I will do my best not to let you laugh and spill your drink all over your neighbor when I tell you some of the crazy things that I've gone through in my career. Some of it is interesting. Some of it is factual. Some of it is common sense moronics from the sighted world, but it's fun. So we'll be talking. So enjoy your salads, and we'll be back. I know that you're all eating, but I thought I'd share a little story about what happened to me one time at the company I worked for. I worked for Litton Industries. How many people heard of the Litton Industries? They made microwave ovens. And by the way, they were the first company to put Braille on their microwave ovens. One dot for one, two dots, you know, regular, and three dots, you know, two dots for, you know, your typical Braille cells. Dot one for one, dots one, two for two, dots one, four for three, and so on and so forth. Anyway, one time I was at work, and jokingly, I told the head of maintenance that they had a serious problem because I got lost in the elevator. Mind you, in print, the number one is nothing more than a stupid stick, right? In Braille, the one is just one dot. So keep that in mind. I told the guy that I could go in from the basement to the second floor because the one was upside down. Okay? So I just figured, okay, I tricked him, and he's probably laughing his head off. About 3 weeks later, he stops me very concerned because he's concerned that I'm having problems navigating around the campus. Because the three buildings that have more than one floor have elevators, and he's concerned that I may get lost in those places too. So he calls that U.S. Elevator. And the guy from U.S. Elevator is concerned that if this one's wrong, all their elevators are wrong. And I said, Ed, what are you doing? He says, well, I'm concerned, so I call U.S. Elevator. I said, Ed, think about it. In Braille, one is one dot. How can it be a dot be upside down? And think of it, not just thinking in terms of you sighted people. The one is just a straight line. How can what line be upside down? He says, Louis, if you ever hear a car speeding across a parking lot aiming towards you, you know who's behind the wheel. Now, I work with the best mental giants there. I had a secretary that I had looking for liquid paper for Microsoft Word. Okay? And then the PC Center pissed me off one time, so I wrote a memo to their boss saying that I was not able to do my work because my Braille printer ran out of toner. And the boss was so pissed. I couldn't believe it. They had four people calling every place until they finally called Perkins, and Perkins blew my cover. I thought it was the funniest thing to keep these mental giants busy trying to look for toner for the blind. So, as you can see, I had fun in aerospace. Now, okay, so now that I bored you with some of the things that keep me amused at work, other than the fact that I had a secretary who was the sweetest thing on earth, I loved her to death. Except Candy was just that, sweet as could be and nothing else. So one time I told her that she better be careful because the computer viruses can invade her and have all sorts of problems. A week later, she was out of medical leave because of the computer virus. What I want to know is, who the hell did HR bought it? Why did they let her go on sick leave due to the virus? This, for those of you that can go back, this is called the Barrett's virus, which was back in the early 90s, and it's supposed to be a destructive virus. And when she was complaining about headaches, I said, maybe you got the Barrett's virus. So she went to the doctor. Next thing you know, she's got a note to go on medical leave. So figure that one out. Who's ready for a door prize? Yeah. Well, I'm not. Ha ha. Okay. Anyhow. Here comes Ed. Here comes the judge. Okay, Cindy Aguilar has donated a bottle of wine from the Sacramento chapter. Bridalwood Estate Syrah. It's a good wine. Okay, Ed, if you pull my name, I'll be grateful. Tim Ford. Is there a Tim Ford here? Tim Ford? Going once. Oh, no, he's here. Shame on you. Look, raise your hand. Tim Ford, raise your hand. Is it Tim or Steve? Tim. Tim. Aha, Steve, you lose. No.
Tim Ford is another person.
Tim Ford is another person. Hey, I know this guy. He better be here. Michael Williams, are you here? Michael Williams? Come on, brother. Where are you, brother? Okay. Okay. How about Debbie Kessler? Debbie? No, Debbie Kessler. She missed out on a good bottle of Ripple. Okay, is there a Vita Savali here? Vitas? Right on! Hey, Vitas, I'll teach you how to use the iPhone if you share. Let's do one more. One more, guys. Just one more because I'm a nice guy. And you know what they say, nice guys finish first. I mean last. So is anybody going to take the shuttle I was talking about earlier?
This is a bag of toiletry products.
Ooh. A bag of toiletry products. It's got all sorts of neat stuff for you people that like to be clean and neat.
From
Earthwise. And it's a secret donor. Uh-huh. Is there a Linda Amate here? All right, Linda. Raise your hand, Linda. Raise the other hand now. Thank you.